Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The left fielder, Tony Scott. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Woody Freeman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Woody Freeman. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Torre. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Webb. Pitching for the New York Mets, Hank Webb. And now, play ball. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Webb fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Scott steals second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan takes first base on ball four. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Milan moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon takes first base on ball four. Woody Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 1 in the game. Manguel hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley takes first base on ball 4. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is called out on strikes. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson misplays the ball. That's an error on Harrelson. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foot strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freiman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. Torre hits a line drive towards third. Parrish reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torre fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Freiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Freiman strikes out. Two outs. Pepe Manguil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguil is 0 for 2 in the game. Manguil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive towards short. Foley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Scott. Stearns reaches second base with a double. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson is walked intentionally. Hank Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freiman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott bunts towards third. Torrey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Webb. Scott moves to second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to third. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Scott scores. It's 2-0, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 2 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 2 in the game. Unser hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Milan hits a fly ball into center field. Manguil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mackinnon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kingman. Mackinnon reaches second base with a double. Woody Freiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiman is 0-for-2 in the game. Freiman hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Stearns races back for the ball and makes the catch. The throw to the second, and Mackinnon is out, unable to get back to the bag, for the double play. Two outs. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0-for-3 in the game. Manghul takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manghul. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Manghul steals second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Foley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-2 in the game. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tom Hall now pitching. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stearns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stearns hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Foote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Hydman pinch hits for Tom Hall. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rick Baldwin now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-3 in the game. Foote bunts towards the mound. Baldwin fields it and throws to first for the out. Carter moves to second. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carter moves to third. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mackinnon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carter scores. It's 3-0, Expos. Woody Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is 0 for 3 in the game. Freeman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mackinnon moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Foley takes first base on ball 4. Mackinnon moves to third. Manguel moves to second. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 3 in the game. Unser hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Milan is hit by the pitch. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Milan moves to second. Two outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 3 in the game. Torre hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 3, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.